Bonnaroo is not the ideal setting for someone in recovery from addiction. Every year, there are dozens of drug arrests and alcohol-related hospitalizations. But as WPLN's Blake Farmer reports, hundreds of sober concertgoers now gather each year to enjoy the music substance-free.
Patrick Whalen was nervous about going back to music festivals, since that's where he did his heaviest using. But it was also kind of depressing to think his social life could only entail 12-step meetings and no more jam bands.
Am I stuck in this cocoon in Louisville, in these rooms with these people doing meetings, or can I go and live?
Whalen ended up at the first Bonnaroo with like-minded friends, and over the years, organizers took notice. Now he and a group of volunteers not only get in free, but they're given a big tent and seating for people to sip coffee and mingle. Soberoo, they call it. About 100 have signed up to camp together and hang out this year. Whalen expects 200 more will stumble upon them. He says they welcome anyone serious about sobriety, though some mistake the tent as a kind of detox unit.
And they bring their wasted friend up to us and say, hey, Soberoo, will you all sober up my friend? And we're like, no.
He sends them to the medical tent and tells them to come back when they're ready. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.